Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Peter, Week 3, The Christian Life and Its Sufferings, Friday, Related Verses, 1 Peter 3:14 through 16. But even if you suffer because of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not be afraid with fear from them, nor be troubled. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, being always ready for a defense to everyone who asks of you an account concerning the hope which is in you. Yet with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, so that in the matter in which you are spoken against, those who revile your good manner of life in Christ may be put to shame. 1 Peter 1:6-7, in which time you exult, though for a little while at present, if it must be, you have been made sorrowful by various trials, so that the proving of your faith, much more precious than of gold which perishes though it is proved by fire, may be found unto praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 3:3-4. That no one would be shaken by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are appointed for this. For even when we were with you, we told you beforehand that we are to be afflicted, even as it also came to pass, and you know. 1 Peter 4:12-13. Beloved, do not think that the fiery ordeal among you, coming to you for a trial, is strange, as if it were a strange thing happening to you. But inasmuch as you share in the sufferings of Christ, rejoice, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice exultingly. Acts 24:15-16. Having hope toward God, which these themselves also look for, that there is to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Because of this, I also exercise myself to always have a good conscience without offense toward God and men. Suggested reading. Morning nourishment. 1 Peter 3:14-16. But even if you suffer because of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not be afraid with fear from them, nor be troubled. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, being always ready for a defense to everyone who asks of you an account concerning the hope which is in you, yet with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, so that in the matter in which you are spoken against, those who revile your good manner of life in Christ may be put to shame. According to 1 Peter 3:14-15, if we are terrified and troubled by persecutors, it will appear that we do not have the Lord in our hearts. Therefore, in suffering persecution, we should show others that we have Christ within us as Lord. This is to sanctify him, to separate him from the false gods, not degrading him to be as the lifeless idols. The hope spoken of in verse 15 is the living hope of the inheritance of eternal life. This is a hope and a pilgrimage today for the future, not a hope of objective things, but a hope of life, even eternal life, with all the endless divine blessings. The fear mentioned by Peter in verse 16 is a pious fear, a holy fear. Peter speaks of a fear a number of times in this epistle, because the teaching of this book concerns the government of God. In sufferings that come from opposition and persecution, we should sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts. In our suffering of persecution, we should make Christ particular. We should show that he is magnificent, absolutely different from idols. Sanctifying Christ as Lord in our hearts is not a matter of outward activity to set him apart from what is common. It is an inward matter. It means that when we are under persecution, we have the Lord in our hearts. If we allow the Lord to be the Lord in our hearts when we suffer persecution, we shall express him. This expression spontaneously will sanctify Christ and set him apart from idols. Whenever we suffer persecution, others must realize that we have Christ within us as Lord. But if we are timid and fearful, others will think that we do not have anything within us. They will have the impression that we do not have the living Lord in us. But if we are bold, sanctifying the Lord in our hearts and expressing him in our faces, others will realize that we do have something within us. This is to sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts. In 1 Peter 3:16, Peter speaks of our having a good conscience. Since the conscience is a part of our human spirit, to care for our conscience is to care for our spirit before God. The Christian good manner of life should be one that is in Christ. It is a living, a daily life in our spirit. This is higher than a life which is merely ethical and moral. If we would have a good manner of life and sanctify the Lord in our daily life, we must take care of our conscience. It is not sufficient for us to be justified by others. We need to be justified by our own conscience. We should not be satisfied that we are justified by the community, by the brothers, or even by the entire church. No one knows us as thoroughly as our conscience does. This is especially true of the enlightened conscience of the regenerated spirit. A renewed conscience enlightened by the indwelling spirit is trustworthy in its testimony and accurate in its judgment. The enlightened conscience of our regenerated spirit is an inner judge. This inner judge, our conscience, cooperates with the indwelling God. Therefore, we must take care of our conscience. A brother, for example, should take care of his conscience in his relationship with his wife. In the sight of man, it may appear that he is not wrong with his wife in any way, but his enlightened conscience may tell him that he has been wrong with her in many ways. Likewise, in the church life, apparently we may be honest and faithful. However, our conscience may know that in certain things we have not been altogether honest and faithful to the church. Therefore, it is very important that we take care of our conscience.